Imagine waking up one morning, turning on your computer, and being told that the operating system you have been using for years is now illegal. Not because you did anything wrong, not because of any crime, but because a law passed in Washington failed to account for the fact that your computer runs Linux. This is not science fiction. This is the reality that millions of people could be facing right now, and it all starts with a six-page bill called the Parents Decide Act. On April 13, 2026, Representative Josh Gottheimer, a Democrat from New Jersey's 5th Congressional District, introduced House Resolution 8250 into the United States Congress. The bill is co-sponsored by Representative Elise Stefanik, a Republican from New York. Yes, you heard that correctly. This bill has bipartisan support, meaning both major political parties are backing it. The bill was referred to the House Energy and Commerce Committee, where it currently sits waiting for further action. As of May 2026, it has not advanced beyond that initial referral. It has not been voted on. It has not passed. So what does this bill actually say? In plain language, it requires every operating system provider, think Microsoft with Windows, Apple with macOS, Google with Android, to verify the age of every single user before that user can complete the setup of their device. If you are under 18, a parent or legal guardian must verify your date of birth. If you are an adult, you must provide your date of birth yourself. The operating system is then required to build a system that shares this age data with individual app developers so that apps can also know how old you are. The Federal Trade Commission, commonly known as the FTC, would be responsible for writing the specific rules within 180 days of the bill becoming law. The law itself would take effect 1 year after it is signed. The bill is 6 pages long, and it leaves almost every important implementation detail. What verification actually means, whose ID counts, how data is stored, entirely to the FTC to figure out later behind closed doors. On the surface, this sounds reasonable. Parents want to protect their children online. Everyone understands that concern. Representative Gottheimer himself said, "With each passing day, the internet is becoming more and more treacherous for our kids. We're not just talking about social media anymore. We're talking about artificial intelligence and platforms that are shaping how our kids think, feel, and act, often without any real guardrails." He also said, "Right now we expect children to self-police their safety online." Those are legitimate concerns. Nobody is disputing the goal of child safety online. But here is where the problem begins, and this is where Linux enters the conversation. Linux is not a single product made by a single company. Linux is an open source operating system kernel, first created by Finnish software engineer Linus Torvalds in 1991 while he was a student at the University of Helsinki. He built it because he was dissatisfied with the operating system on his own personal computer and wanted a free Unix-like alternative. He released the first public version in late 1991, and it has grown ever since into one of the most important pieces of software infrastructure in human history. Today, Linux powers the majority of the world's web servers, every one of the top 500 supercomputers on Earth, and it forms the foundation of the Android operating system used by billions of smartphones worldwide. When you use Linux on a desktop computer, you typically download what is called a distribution, or distro. Versions like Ubuntu, Fedora, Debian, Arch Linux, Linux Mint, and hundreds of others. These distributions are mostly built and maintained by volunteer communities, nonprofit organizations, and individual developers scattered across the world. There is no Linux headquarters. There is no single Linux company. That is the entire point. Here is the critical technical problem with the Parents Decide Act. The bill uses the term operating system provider, but Linux does not have a single provider. There is no Linux Inc., where someone in a suit answers the phone and handles government compliance. When you download Ubuntu, you can get it from the official website, from a mirror server in Germany, from a mirror in Japan, or you can compile the entire source code yourself from scratch on your own machine. The bill's language assumes a centralized company that controls who gets the software and can verify their age at setup. That architecture simply does not exist in the open source world. And this is not a minor technical detail. It is a fundamental incompatibility between what the law demands and what Linux actually is. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, one of the most prominent digital rights organizations in the United States, has been actively fighting these age verification mandates at both the federal and state level. EFF Deputy Legal Director Aaron Mackey warned directly that mandates like this fundamentally undermine your ability under the First Amendment to engage in anonymous speech online. That is not a fringe opinion. It reflects a real and serious constitutional concern. Legal experts have echoed those concerns. Attorneys analyzing H.R. 8250 have noted that mandatory age verification to use a computer would face serious First Amendment challenges. The Supreme Court has consistently held that anonymous speech is a protected right. A law that forces you to identify yourself before you can even finish setting up your operating system would need to survive what lawyers call strict scrutiny, meaning the government must prove the law is narrowly tailored to a compelling interest, which is an extremely high legal bar to clear. Now let us talk about what compliance would actually look like for Linux in practice. If the FTC writes rules requiring centralized verification, the kind that Apple enforces on iPhones using hardware-locked keys and signed software, Linux cannot comply with those rules as currently written. Not because Linux developers are unwilling, because the entire philosophical and technical architecture of Linux is built on the principle that you, the user, control your own machine. You own your hardware. You control your software. You can modify the code. You can redistribute it freely. These are not bugs in the design. They are the defining features that make Linux what it is. And they are also why Linux is the operating system of choice for journalists working under authoritarian governments, for human rights activists, for security researchers, and for anyone who needs computing they can trust with their lives. Now, the federal bill is not the only threat on the table. States have been moving faster than Congress. California has already signed into law a bill called the Digital Age Assurance Act, known as AB 1043, which requires all operating system providers in the state, including Linux distributions like SteamOS, to collect users' age information at device setup, with that requirement taking effect in January 2027. Colorado's SB 26051 passed the state Senate with nearly identical language. Louisiana has a similar bill, effective July 2026. Illinois HB 5511 passed the House. Texas, Utah, and New York are all advancing related legislation. The trend is unmistakable. States are building a patchwork of age verification laws, and a federal law like the Parents Decide Act would lock that patchwork into a single national standard. One privacy-focused operating system, GrapheneOS, which is based on Android, has already drawn its line in the sand. The organization stated publicly, "GrapheneOS will remain usable by anyone around the world without requiring personal information, identification, or an account." That is a direct public refusal to comply with the direction these laws are heading. So what are the realistic outcomes if this bill passes? First, if the FTC writes flexible rules that allow for local, privacy-respecting verification, some Linux distributions might find technical workarounds that do not require sending personal data to any central server. Developers and researchers have already explored proof-of-concept models where age estimation happens entirely on the local device. But even those technical experts who built those demos openly admit the technology is unreliable. In one documented test, age estimation software estimated a 36-year-old person's age as 50, and then as 43 on a second attempt with the same person. The technology also has documented accuracy problems across different skin tones and genders. You cannot attach real legal consequences to a system that is that imprecise. Second, some Linux distributions might choose to geofence their software, blocking downloads from states or countries where compliance is legally required. This would fragment the global open source ecosystem in a way that has never happened before with operating systems. Third, volunteer-run open source projects that cannot afford compliance costs or legal exposure might simply shut down their US, facing operations, or fork into separate lawful versions for the American market and unrestricted versions for the rest of the world. Fourth, legal challenges are almost inevitable. Organizations like NetChoice have already been signaling interest in mounting court challenges. The First and Fourth Amendment arguments against mandatory OS-level identification are substantial, and any challenge would likely reach federal appellate courts quickly. What this bill represents, more than anything else, is a signal about where the entire conversation is going. Governments are increasingly looking at the operating system layer as the place to enforce digital age verification because enforcement at the website level and app level has proven easy for determined users to bypass. The logic is that if you verify at the OS, you verify everything that runs on top of it. That logic has real appeal for child safety advocates. And it has real serious implications for everyone who cares about privacy, about the open source ecosystem, and about who ultimately controls the device sitting on your desk. The core question is not abstract. It is not about freedom versus safety as competing ideals. It is a very practical question. Who controls your computer? If a law requires your operating system to know who you are and report that information to every app you install, the answer is no longer you. The answer becomes the operating system provider, the FTC, and every app developer who queries the age API. For millions of people who chose Linux precisely because they wanted that control to stay with them, that answer is unacceptable. The Parents Decide Act was introduced on April 13, 2026. The conversation it has started will not end quickly. Keep watching what happens in the House Energy and Commerce Committee. Watch what the FTC does if this bill ever reaches a vote. Watch the state laws already taking effect this year. Because whether you run Windows, macOS, or Linux, the question of who controls your operating system is becoming one of the most consequential technology policy debates of this decade.